From the beginning of this school, God's richly blessed her existence by providing her with a capable faculty. Through the years, there have been many changes in her teaching staff, some brought about through death, some by choice, some by age or personal reasons, but these changes have occurred. As I said earlier, some of the former teachers have even changed some of their positions that they held relative to the time they were in school. And I think that's their prerogative. I do not have to follow their teaching. I do not have to condone it. Yet, I recall them as my teachers. And I can say truthfully, I learned from each one of them. And what I learned has been profitable to me. And I thank God for what they taught me. All right. Now then, the faculty of this school is not placed in a straitjacket of interpretation. There have always and will be a diversity of opinion among many Bible subjects. Yet the church will not tolerate a departure from the basic principles of Bible and fundamental Baptist beliefs. As long as I am pastor, and I pray that anyone after me, this matter of doctrinal purity will be closely guarded by this church just as though it were the Sunday school or any other part of its teaching. Brethren, doctrinal purity is a must. Now then, in our present faculty, we feel that we have men who meet these requirements in every respect. Each in his own field of teaching has an expertise that is at least equal to the very best that can be found in the field of theology. Now, them bars my sentiment. The men on our faculty have a combined total of 259 years pastoral experience and 191 years of teaching experience. In my opinion, that makes them second to none. Now, not only that, but there's a fourth thing, and to me this is the very critical thing. A scriptural Bible school must have a complete Bible-based curriculum that promotes only sound doctrine. I again quote the words of Dr. Guthrie. This school must serve a definite purpose, and that purpose be entirely for the preachers and Christian workers. Anything that might be worldly in its plans and programs, or that might be seized upon by any self-seeking individual to further his own interest, is to be left out of consideration in the establishment of this school. And further, anything that can be seized on by the secular school system of state or denomination shall be left entirely out of the consideration of this school. Credits for state recognition will not be observed, yet there shall be a sufficient record kept of the work done to establish the standing of the student in other religious schools should he care to enter and take further study. Let me digress just a moment from the quote to say this. We do not seek state recognition. There has been a need to comply with some government regulations, and I'm grateful that in doing so, some of the state schools have reviewed the curriculum of Missionary Baptist Seminary and have found it equal to their teaching and liking, and they will give, in certain cases, credit for some of the work done there. But now that's their privilege. We didn't seek it. We are not seeking state support, in other words, of our curriculum. Credits for state recognition will not be observed, yet there shall be sufficient records kept, and so on. Well, this school shall deal entirely with matters which pertain to the Bible, church history, preaching, the Baptist interpretation of the faith, public speaking, gospel singing, and local church business, evangelism, defense of the faith, English Bible, Bible interpretation, correct English for preachers, and when the preacher can take the subject, Greek, dealing entirely with the New Testament, and Hebrew. Kind of got amused at John trying to pronounce our brothers from Mexico's name, made me think of Tom Sanders trying to pronounce Hebrew. But that goes with it. Now, the recommendation of Dr. Guthrie was that some could and some couldn't. So that's still the policy of the Missionary Baptist Seminary today. It's there, we offer it. But that doesn't mean everybody is going to be qualified to take it or get any benefit out of it if they do. Naturally, these will not all be put in at once, but the school will not be long in having a full course in all these branches and such others as needed when the development requires. On the whole, this school will never be in secular education and will not teach any of the four divisions as such of the colleges, namely language, science, either natural or social, anything not religious. These are the words of Dr. Guthrie, and I can say to you without any fear contradiction. I knew I'd get it out. Any fear of contradiction, that we still observe these principles. They are the curriculum taught in this school, and friend, it will so be until Jesus comes, we hope. Unless all of us take a drastic turn for the worse. Now then, we're not in the business of preparing men for college. We're not a prep school. We're not a junior college. We don't want you to come here with that idea. We're a school, we want to teach God's word, and if you're interested in that, we're interested in you coming. We'll do our best to teach it to you. We're not primarily interested in any school giving recognition, and certainly we're not interested in the state giving us any. This school will never enter the field of secular education. We, through the years, some have said, oh, the seminary is going to become a college. No, my friend, I read to you the resolution that stands on the books of Antioch Church, and when Antioch Church goes out of existence, then it'll become a college, maybe, but not before. But if it ever attempts to be, it ceases to be in existence, according to the minute that's on record. So don't let people unjustly criticize. Now, I know we're due criticism. We appreciate constructive criticism. Thank you for it. I know that a lot of you have some to offer. But destructive. That that's given vehemently, we would say, pray for those. Tell them that if they want it from the horse's mouth, come see me. May God bless you, is my prayer.